It's time to head out to another of the Valley's hot corners, spots around town with a lot going on. Let's meet our tour guide.
I'm Kimber Lanning. I'm the executive director of Local First Arizona.
I met Kimber outside the Mesa Art Center at Center and Main Streets in downtown Mesa. And as you'll hear, it was a bit blustery during our conversation.
So what I love about downtown Mesa is that they have so much great building stock here. It is truly a walkable area. These sidewalks are covered, they're shaded, and they're populated with all kinds of great little businesses. So you've got the arts, you've got culture, you've got great retail, you've got cool restaurants, you've got some nightlife. There's a lot going on here.
Has it always been this way in this area?
No. In fact, little known fact about me, I lived in downtown Mesa for many, many years. And, these buildings have seen a lot of vacancy in their day. And the revitalization that's occurring right now is very, very exciting. You know, there's techies down here. You're seeing all kinds of businesses, a great entrepreneurial space. And there's affordable space here. So I expect that it's going to continue to boom like this for a while to come.
Light rail is expanding into Mesa. In other parts of the valley, we've seen that development has sort of sprung up along the line. Do you expect that to happen here?
Well, they don't have nearly the vacancy. I mean, in downtown Phoenix, we're sitting on 42% vacant land. This area in here, right through this stretch in downtown, is pretty much occupied with cool old buildings. So you're going to see a little bit of redevelopment, of course, but by and large, they're not. It's a completely apples to oranges because we don't have the vacancies out here the vacant land that you do in downtown Phoenix.
What led to this area sort of becoming what it is now? How did that happen?
So I think it's a perfect storm. I think you have the right leadership in place. I think that the Mesa City Council gets this infill piece. They get that they want to be competitive for higher wage jobs. But I also think that entrepreneurs are looking for cool building stock on a street that is totally pedestrian friendly. And this is it. You've got downtown Phoenix. You've got downtown Tempe, downtown Scottsdale, downtown Mesa, all those downtowns. And this one, it's just the heyday of what's going on in terms of the revitalization here.
Some of these buildings are, as you said, very interesting, kind of cool old buildings, and some of them are quite old, right?
Oh, yeah. You've got buildings down here from between 1900 and 1920, 1925, for sure. And a lot of them have cool lofts up above. So there's a salon right down here where the owner and his wife live in the loft right above it. And it looks like you're in New York. It's a huge, wide open loft with a wall of windows looking out on Main Street. And you don't see those sort of live workspace type buildings because that model pretty much went away in the greater Phoenix area after about 1940, and you just didn't see it. And until just recently, when people are trying to build it again, and you've got planners scratching their heads saying, well, are you commercial or residential? And you're saying, I want to be both. And there's really no line for you to get in. We're trying to change that. But that used to be the way to build, and then we got away from that for a long time.
Do you anticipate that this area, sort of what's considered downtown Mesa, the cool part of downtown Mesa, will it continue to expand, or do you think where we're at now is pretty much where we're going to be?
I think it's going to continue to expand in the sense that there is additional building stock. If you head east of here and if you head south, there's definitely additional areas for entrepreneurs to continue to move in. So my prediction is that it's going to continue to grow and expand.
Kimber Lanning is the executive director of Local First Arizona. We met in downtown Mesa at Center and Main Streets.